Here we are, inside your head, starting in your ears and working into your brain. That's
dusty
the Doug Steffen way of good cobwebs here and there. But some of you, that's all right. We'll work it through the Doug Good Day way to work through some of the issues of the day, the news, and what it means to you the old-fashioned way. A little bit of fun here and there with some of the important news issues, that sort of thing. Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Dudley Steffen with another great American day upon us. We have a number of things to do in this hour. Jack Stockwell, one of our nutritional specialists, i.e. he's a doctor and understands what you should eat. Talking about things that are of import, what's in your gut, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In a few minutes later in the hour, we're going to have our contestants in the Dream Big America deal this week, entrepreneurs extraordinaire. In fact, before we get to that, though, Casey Kasem in the news again. This is pretty distressing, actually, when
I think about it.
Pitting his children, three adult children, against his wife. USA Today says that in round one of the fight, the judge ruled that that Casey Kasem is indeed getting adequate health care. Adequate is an interesting word, isn't it?
Right. That means just enough.
Yeah. What does that mean? And why is she, what is their, I'm trying to figure out what her angle is. Superior Court Judge Roy Paul has asked the attorney that an investigation be made, and then the report comes back to the judge with additional medical information. Judge appointed a doctor not connected with the current care to review the case before the next court hearing. What is the matter with her? There has to be something wrong with Jean Kasem to not want to have the children come in and see their father.
Right, that's a problem. Especially if it's all three. I mean, if it were just one kid, then you could say it's a he said, she said kind of
right.
thing. But if there are three children that can't get in to see their dad,
there's something
that's
wrong.
A problem.
Yeah. Something really is wrong. All right, so we take that apart, take it to the bank, as it were. In addition to all of the news that you've been hearing about the shutdown and the debates, what should we do, the Republicans, Democrats, today, tomorrow, blah, blah, in California, they're not talking about that. They're talking about this sea monster.
Sea monster?
Yeah.
An 18-foot oar fish. One of the creatures thought to be the sea serpent in the legends that have come from the deep was found off the coast. Jasmine Santana, a science instructor for the Marine Institute, was on an extraordinary excursion when she spotted this creature lying on the seabed under the waves. Put on gloves, checked to make sure it was dead. I think that would have been a good thing to make sure. You do that first,
yeah.
Thank you.
Poke it with the stick before you put
your
bait in.
Then they dragged it to shore.
Yeah.
We have a picture of the students holding this monstrous thing up. It's really
like
gross. Have you seen it? Did you look at it?
Yeah, it's really
300
big.
Pounds, an orphan, largest of all the bony fish.
Oh, I think I dated him.
They can grow to 50 feet. Any fish
wow.
this big makes for a great story. And so, as was the case in southern Florida last year when the sharks, I mean, wherever you see sharks there, I'm not going in the water there anymore. So, same now with all of the scuba divers and the, you probably didn't
divers
say scuba.
Go into the water. Divers go into the water with sharks.
They do?
Yes, they do. I've delved over with sharks many, many times.
Yeah, I know that. Well, we're not talking about the kind that you hang around with.
I don't think I'd go in the water with a great white, but, you know, I've been in the water with nurse sharks, with hammerheads.
Really?
Yeah.
You work with some.
They generally don't bother you because they don't see you as food.
Let's pitch back out again.
You know?
Yeah. It's disconcerting. And so those who are weak-minded will say, oh, I'm not going in the water there anymore. Every day on the beach, at least when I'm there in the wintertime, hundreds, not a few, hundreds, for whatever the reason, of these people that go out there and
so
get
cold.
On the boards and they ride the waves. The water's cold.
It's ice cold during the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I don't like about the Pacific Coast, is the water is so cold.
It's freezing.
And I'm not
a cold oily, water and
person.
It's dirty, and there are sea monsters.
No. Nope. I'll take the East Coast and the Caribbean.
Trust
thank
me.
You very much.
All right. Let's see. There was one other thing that I wanted to bring to your attention, And it has completely... Oh, I know what it was. Margaret Sanger. How many people remember who she is?
I do not.
Yeah, Planned Parenthood.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Margaret Sanger. This name is anathema to the children's rights groups. Is that what they call the people who don't like abortion? What do they call those groups?
Pro-life.
The pro-life movement. Margaret Sanger was with a couple of other women, Fania Mindell and Ethel Byrne, all New Yorkers. They decided the poor should have some help in controlling the size of their families. They felt that they could help if they opened a birth control clinic, because no social progress is possible, especially where poverty is a factor, unless the size of families is limited. You know, say what you will, I'm not a believer in abortion, but I am a believer in this. There is.
She was a visionary.
She was. She was brilliant. And so many people diss her because she became connected with what is now known as Planned Parenthood. And they conduct abortions, and so that gets all.
Yeah, but that's less than 10%. That's less than 10%
of what
they do.
It's a women's clinic. That's what they do there. And all the people that distort all of the information about them, I underscored this at the beginning with me saying that not I don't care whether you care what my opinion is or not, or whether you think it's important that you know that I am against abortion. I wouldn't, if I were involved with somebody and they got pregnant because I impregnated them, I'd try to talk them into keeping the baby to term and adopting it. I just think that that's the responsible way of doing these sorts of things. At any rate, there are too many people in this country. There are too many people on this planet.
In the world.
And if we don't do something about it through birth control, education, et cetera, mm-hmm. in 100 years, this planet's not going to be livable. 100, 150 years, you're not going to be able to live on this planet.
There'll be a natural culling.
Something's going to happen.
Some sort of disease will happen.
Yep.
There'll be a natural culling.
And get rid of a couple of billion people.
Yep.
That's what Mother Nature
and
doing.
The right people aren't having enough kids to support us here in America. That's the other problem.
Right. We have all the people that are on welfare, government programs, and all these people that suck off of the rest of us who just keep having kids. Let's have some more. As a matter of fact, we've made it through this stupidity of government. We've made it. Importantly, easy for these people to have more kids. Have more. Well, 1,300 a month. 1,400 a month. Sure. Have another kid. 1,500 a month.
But, you know, again, you know, going back to the Affordable Care Act, I hate to call it Obamacare after that video that we saw that people ask, well, what do you think of Obamacare? Well, I don't like it. What do you think of the Affordable Care Act? Oh, that's a good idea. based on the Affordable Care Act, you know, that's why birth control will be free for everyone. And it's part of a larger agenda that people just don't see. There's people are so narrow-minded and they have such goggles
on.
Some people are, that they don't see what the big picture is. And the big picture is, A, to get rid of Medicare and Medicaid, because it's not self-sustainable, and the whole system's going to collapse if you don't do that.
Yep.
So the Affordable Care Act is a way to make sure that everybody is insured, so eventually that can go away. And by offering free birth control, again, it lowers the cost of what the government has to support, because now it's for birth control. So this is a much bigger agenda, a much bigger picture that nobody's talking about. Because Medicare and Medicaid, these are sacred cows. Oh, my God, you can't touch it. Can't touch it.
But you can't get rid of those, because... I mean, what I was surprised to learn with Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act is if you don't have a job at all, or if you don't make enough, there's a maximum and a minimum to getting the Affordable Care Act. And if you don't hit the minimum, you're still getting put on Medi-Cal.
You're not getting
Obamacare.
Yeah. State programs, federal.
Yeah. Still, somebody who's
that's
paying
the
for
difference.
It.
We're
you're
still paying for it, though.
All right, let's pause for a moment. Jack Stockwell joins us with a rendering on a couple of important medical informational tidbits and issues here on Good Day.
OfficeMax understands that time and money are invaluable to every business owner, no matter what the size of your company. And having the right support services can make a powerful difference in both. That's where we come in. Count on our knowledgeable associates at the new OfficeMax Services Center to get your business what it needs, from marketing materials and web solutions to payment processing and so much more. Stop in and learn more about all the services we offer, or visit us online at officemax.com/services.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
888-302-3684. Dr. Jack Stockwell is with us, the author of the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. Check out his website, jackstockwell.com. All right, so there are a number of things here that this week I'm concerned about. Eating and depression. What people eat affects their minds. Why don't people,
absolutely.
Why don't people know that?
Well, you know, it's the idea is that we get so hooked on processed carbohydrates and we get hooked on all the junk and the crap that has the artificial neurostimulating toxins built into them to get us hooked onto those foods that the brain is operating half of our waking hours under the influence of these neurotoxins, mm-hmm. these flavor enhancers, the colors, the dyes, everything else. Mm-hmm. And so the gut, in its dysbiotic state, where it's not as healthy as it should be, where a lot of our serotonin and other forms of neurotransmitters that are involved with happiness and wellness and satisfaction in life just doesn't get to do the job. So the brain is not supplied an adequate amount of the happy neurotransmitters as it otherwise should be, and we're suffering the effect of all of these chemicals that are put into foods once the nutritional aspect of that food has been removed in order to obtain shelf life in a grocery store. They have to put all this other stuff in there to convince our brain that it's food and to tell our hypothalamus, yes, you're eating food, everything's fine, don't worry about it. And as a result, we are slowly suffering serious starvation, especially of the nervous system.
Yeah, you're starving yourself. You need all these various things. Fact that Casey Kasem has Parkinson's disease makes me wonder what sort of... Because this is something that can, by lots of studies, you've said this any number of times, vitamin D, vitamin D, vitamin D, vitamin D. Yeah. And that apparently isn't echoing in the right places because you don't need to get most of these brain disorders if you have enough vitamin D.
Well, that's true, and also a healthy gut. Yeah. But vitamin D is absolutely essential to absorb calcium. And if you're not absorbing calcium, which is the only mineral in the body that actually has a gland to regulate its level, if you're not getting adequate calcium...
Say that again.
You know, the parathyroid gland on the sides of your thyroids regulate the level of calcium.
So what happens if you don't have a thyroid? Your thyroid, I know the people who have had thyroid...
Parathyroid. The parathyroid.
But if they take your thyroid out, don't they take the parathyroid out too?
Not necessarily. Huh. Not necessarily. But when you start taking glands out, it's a downhill, one-way street. Mm-hmm. And there's alternatives to that, even to the Parkinson's. Mm-hmm. Even to Parkinson's, there's an easy 30-day turnaround.
All right.
For Pete's sake.
So, for Pete's sake, go to jackstockwell.com and get the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. That's at jackstockwell.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance, please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water
filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
Begun was the number 5 song during this week in 1970. That's a review for fun, for the enjoyment, the pleasure of listening to some of these songs. Many people like pop music. Because maybe I got my teeth cut on the radio as a disc jockey for 8 or 9 years before I became a talk person. And playing all of this stuff, now that I go back to it, it brings back some wonderful memories. Memories of the days of doing record ops at high schools with some of those girls who were not that much younger than I was, frankly. I'm telling you the truth. It was a dangerous time for me. Anyway,
sure it was. Hormones were a rage.
Oh, my God. I was teaching school and had kids that age around me as well.
Ew. Okay, that's gross.
No, I was smart enough not to do anything about it, but there were some people who were with me that weren't, and they got fired. I remember one guy, name was Richard Scobie. He was in the shop, and one of the high school seniors managed to entangle him, and man, he got fired fast.
That's usually what happens when...
It ought to, and today, they make a big fuss about it, the unions and stuff. All right, anyway, we're spoiling the Carpenters.
Yes.
Number 5 this week in 1970, we've only just begun. As we go through the top 5 this week in 70, number 4, a group called Free. This is a studio group, one hit, and that was it, Kenny, if I remember correctly, right? This was it.
They had a couple more on rock stations, but this was their big one.
Oh, yeah. Serious. All right. There's an interesting line in this. Crank it up, Michael, will you please?
Let me take it now.
Richie loved the guitar.
I took a home. I believe this was on the Freedom Rock compilation, wasn't it?
Are they?
She said, look, what's your game, baby?
Here's where it winds up.
I fell asleep on the bed. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love.
How do these stories sound?
Now you're trying to trick me in love.
Alright, if that's not good enough, from the same era, Sugarloaf, number 3.
Green-eyed lady, ocean
really
lady,
like this song. Whatever there was about it.
Every raging
sort of the beginning of electronic era, wasn't it, Kenny, in music?
Yeah, it really was. These were another group of guys that were one hit and gone.
Right, that's it. Right. This is studio people. But there's a good crank up spot in here, Michael.
Green eyed lady feels like I never see. Setting suns and lonely lovers free.
playing music, you stand up at the console, Kenny, or did you sit down?
Oh, I stood up.
Yeah, I was trying to stay. I stood up most of the time during this show. You couldn't get into it if you were sitting down so much. Number two, last week's number one, Neil Diamond.
We're going to ride till there ain't no more.
Pretty much conversation about this song.
Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know.
When I say last week's number one, it was last week in 1970's number one song, not last week in 2013. New number one. Jacksonians. I was talking to somebody who was born in Gary, Indiana the other day, and she remembers walking in the malls and stuff around Gary when these kids were five, when Michael was 5, 6 years old. His father had them up. They were dancing in the malls and the streets to get attention. Can you imagine that? Jackson, 5, yeah. Number one during This Week in 1970 with I'll Be There. Here's the review of the hot hits from This Week in 1970 on Good Day.
When you set up a LinkedIn account, you list an email address.
One with your name and, you know, gmail.com or something. You don't want it to be some kooky email address.
Like best employee ever at yahoo.com, for example. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
Other important thing is you can actually have your own LinkedIn profile address, which is a little bit different.
AARP job expert, Carrie Hannon.
What it is it's like www.linkedin.com and then your name. So if someone's looking for me, I can put that address actually on my resume, on my business cards, or what have you. If someone types in that address, it goes directly to Carrie Hannon's LinkedIn page, which is what I want people to do when they want to find out about me, because to me, that is my working resume.
And studies show employers check you out before you get an interview. Tomorrow, describing your work history. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. You can even get a battery check and multi-point inspection for free. Plus, our convenient fall maintenance package is just $39.99 with Valvoline oil change, Gold Series wiper blades, and tire rotation. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart. heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
News quiz question now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn. Well, we get to a review of some of our favorite contestants from this week's Dream Big America contest. We're going to offer a couple of stories, a couple of important items, including the identity of William D. Swenson. Why is William D. Swenson in the news? What did he do? And why, in this vehicle we're talking about, that is the Wednesday vehicle, are we talking about him as opposed to yesterday or tomorrow? What's his deal? William D. Swenson, identify him and why he's in the news, and you'll get a swell prize. Plus, we get to talk about him a little bit. He's quite an interesting fellow. 888-302-3684. Again, 888-302-DOUG for the Doug Steffen Good Day connection. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Roberta or Jennifer or Ken. Kenny, what about Facebook.com and Twitter at Good Day? What do we have there? Is it the same stuff focused on the shutdown, the debt limit, why they can't get along, blah, blah, blah?
Well, we changed gears a little bit because we've been talking quite a bit about The Voice this week and how much we don't really like the contestants.
Right.
So I asked on Facebook almost every day, it seems like we're complaining about contestants on the singing reality shows. Do you still watch The Voice, X Factor, or American Idol? And if so, which is your favorite and why? And there's been a ton of response about, there's probably about 30 comments there, and about half of them say they never watch any of them. But Greg says he used to watch American Idol, but the novelty of that has worn off. Marie says she watches The Voice and she likes it a lot. The others don't appeal to her. Mm-hmm. Terry also says The Voice, the judges are awesome and the contestants can really sing.
Yeah, as opposed to some of this other stuff that we hear, and you just want to go, running out of the room. 888-302-3684, who is William D. Swenson? He's the person, the newsmaker of the day. Why is that? The circumstances surrounding the shutdown and who's being impacted. Are you being impacted by this? What does all of this stuff mean to you? If you're a small business person, this is affecting you a lot. I've used myself as an example for the past couple of weeks regarding advertising. There are a lot of business groups and businesses in general. Yesterday, I think there were a bunch of small business people testifying in front of a Senate committee on small business and entrepreneurship. Each witness emphasized the long-term effects of the shutdown and urged the government, the lawmakers, to get the government back up again. There's nothing new there. But a lot of people who are running some of these smaller, medium-sized, like under 500 employees, getting whacked. There are a lot of people. Here's a managed care advisor company managed care is part of the new healthcare system, is it not? Isn't that all about managed care? So there are these little businesses springing up all over the place that rely on government contracts for 90% of their revenue. 39 employees at this one company, they have worked through the shutdown, but they have not been paid because the company isn't getting any income, any revenue from the federal government. So she's encumbering, or those people that volunteer, whatever it is, I don't know what the deal is, but I know they are all still working and not being paid. Which, by the way, is kind of an up yours, in a sense. The federal government employees that are on furlough are all going to be paid. So if you work for the government, they'll borrow the money from the people who aren't working to pay for them. Isn't that really what happens?
Isn't that perfect?
The people who are not working that pay taxes into the system are going to have their money used, even though they're on furlough, they're not getting paid. They'll pay some taxes this year. And that money, in part, gets used to pay people that are federal government employees that didn't do anything. It's like a two-week vacation. How is that right?
I mean, it's not right. It's the government.
Well, but it's not that easy. I don't think it's fair to just pass it off like that. The backbone of America is small business.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do something about this, straightening out a lot of the waste and stuff. And it isn't just the people that are getting paid by the government. People, in general, are not buying. They're tentative. The demand is tepid for lots of discretionary spending. You don't have to buy a refrigerator right now. You're going to put it off for a while. Right? Because you're worried about whether, depending on where your money comes from. And in my case, I don't get any money from the government, but I have people who are selling things to people who have discretionary income, and they're not buying advertising at the moment because they don't think people have the money to go buy the stuff. Happens all the time when these things crop up. So it's not really, I think there's something about this that's just hugely unfair. 888-302-3684. All right, before we get to speaking of entrepreneurs, our Dream Big America contestants this week, how about we find out who this gentleman is. What a great story for William Swenson. Here is Did I talk to you a week or two ago?
Sure did.
Did you win a prize for something?
I guess I did.
Really? All right. So you know what?
Didn't quite sink in.
No, we're not going to do... We don't do...
Must have been a memorable prize.
Yeah, no, I don't want to overdo that. Wait, Michael, watch the people. He's a nice guy, I'm sure, a wonderful guy. New people, new listeners, new stations, but... We got to spread the wealth around. 888-302-3684. Who is William D. Swenson? Just don't let me forget, Kenny, to go back to this because I'm sure I'm going to get wrapped up around the Dream Big America contestants. Let me explain this for those of you who may not be aware of what we're doing. If you go to DougStephan.com right now and look on the right-hand side, there is in the archives, there are 3 2-minute capsules. Actually, we keep them, Michael, don't we? They're all, or Kenny, don't we have them all there from all of the various shows over the last 4 months?
Yep, you can keep going back month by month by month.
Right. All right, so anyway, how this came to be, I met with a fellow in the spring who was from Kansas City who listened to the program and thought this would be an ideal place because he knew that I was the only guy in the country who ran his own syndicated talk program without any help from any other entity. So I truly am an entrepreneur. It's this program. I don't have any connection to churches. I don't have any connection to big companies, to big broadcasters. It's just me and us. So he gave me this idea to present these people as sort of an American Idol thing and Shark Tank put together. So we bring you 3 people every week. They present their company's ideas in 2 minutes, and you go to dreambigamerica.us to vote for them, or you can text DBA to 61222 DREAM and also vote for these contestants. And what happens at the end of the month, we put the 3 winners from the 3 weeks in the month into the last week. The winner of that contest wins about $19,000, $20,000 in cash and support for his or her business. So, having said that, here's a little bit of information straight from the fellow who runs Chimani. This is the CEO, Kerry Gallivan. This is a company that has another new mobile app.
People spend a lot of time and money going to their national park trips. Gone are the days of bulky guidebooks, CD audio tours. People want to leverage mobile apps to help augment their national park experiences. At Jamani, we've developed a mobile app platform that provides four core benefits for the National Park visitor. It helps with the planning process, and it keeps visitors informed, such as all the closures that are happening right now with the government shutdown, and assists with navigation during the park trip. It also helps visitors discover new experiences, and most importantly, it creates incentives to return to parks and to discover new parks. We currently have 45 apps covering 14 of the most visited national parks in the U.S. Yeah. We're available on all major mobile app platforms.
One of the things I find most interesting is the timing of this, given the fact that all the national parks are shut at the moment. And that connects, by the way, to our video of the day. You may want to watch what the feelings are being expressed by these national park rangers who are on furlough, what their emotions are, what their thinking is. Anyway, so this fellow, Kerry Gallivan, has 20 years experience working in new technologies and emerging businesses. So this is another attempt at his to get something going. He's one of these serial entrepreneurs, comes up with ideas, sells the companies off, et cetera, et cetera. So his latest one is Jamani. And I thought it was, anybody else think this was a pretty good idea? I think you said you liked it, Kay. And Jennifer,
like,
you liked
it. Yeah, I think it's great.
Yeah, this is a great idea.
Yeah. All right, so that's contestant number one, for whom you may vote later today till 2 o'clock this afternoon, as a matter of fact, at 612-223-7326. I'm all about supporting new businesses, startup businesses. That's really what this country is all about. Free enterprise, and not unbridled capitalism, but free enterprise, ideas that get someplace. Here's Joshua Johnson, who is the founder of Learn Everywhere, a memory research technology group that has, again, a fascinating idea looking to expand.
In the United States, companies spend approximately $62 billion annually on employee training. When you consider that 1 year after new employee training, they've lost over 90% of what they've learned, companies are effectively flushing $56 billion down the toilet each year. But this can be prevented by giving employees the opportunity to refresh their training. This is where Learn Everywhere steps in. We automate this process for on the individual level. So we have a proprietary algorithm that utilizes spaced repetition methodology, which basically says that you need to be exposed to a piece of information repeatedly over expanding intervals. Since our brains mostly follow a similar pattern of forgetting, we can deliver this content to your mobile device during a window of time prior to forgetting it. We track all the answers, and based on whether they're correct or incorrect, we can determine within reason when a user needs to see that information again. So we're basically hacking your brain to allow you to learn or remember in the most efficient way possible.
All right, learneverywhere.com. I thought that was also a good idea, pretty good technology to
great
increase.
Great for people with business, too.
Well, mm-hmm. It's just a way for you to remember more, mm-hmm. exposed to more information and remember more. All right, so the third and final contestant this week's Dream Big America, you can go to dreambigamerica.us. The website there has all of these contestants describing them and their businesses, so you can look at that if you want to get a little more information before you vote, anytime before 2 o'clock this afternoon, either dreambigamerica.us or 612-223-7328. I'm sorry, 7326. You text DBA to that number. Here's Ben Yu, who has come up with a way. This is a... I think, Roberta, well, you and I, Jennifer, you and I were talking about this earlier. Mm-hmm. What happens when you spray, imagine, just visualize this. Imagine being able to spray caffeine.
Yeah, I want to bathe in this.
All Ooh. Over the place. All right, that's the story. Yeah. Here's Ben Yu to explain.
Sprayable Energy is the world's first caffeine-based topical energy spray. It can be taken in seconds, doesn't make you crash, is way more affordable than current products, and isn't full of mystery ingredients. Sprayable is a colorless, odorless liquid you spray on your skin to get a steady stream of energy for hours. Our patent-pending technology enables us to deliver just one active ingredient, caffeine, to give you the energy you need without the side effects or safety risks. Sprayable also gives you a smooth, more natural energy feeling. That's because Sprayable enters your system gradually, giving you a steady amount of energy exactly when you need it, instead of all at once, like energy drinks and coffee do. So never get those jitters or that crash again.
All right. So one of these three is going to win the contest this week. Up to you to decide. You can go to Dream Big America, text DBA to 612-22-DREAM, or go online to dreambigamerica.us website there and vote. for these people. And if you would like to, you got a business you're starting, if you'd like to be considered as a contestant in Dream Big America, just go to DougStephan.com or DreamBigAmerica.us. You'll find the connection in our main box at DougStephan.com. And then tell us about you. You want to be a candidate? We'll vet you and see if you fit in. Hopefully, you'll all have good luck and you can have a shot at winning that $19,000, $20,000 worth of support from our various sponsors and people who are willing to come up with cash to help these people extend their business reach. Entrepreneurs, we love them. This is Doug's Good Day at 14 before the hour.
In the fall, mills close out their excess inventory. And now we've got the deals at Lumber Liquidator's second annual fall flooring yard sale. All floors are on sale, like clearance flooring from 19 cents a square foot and laminate from 39 cents. Beautiful bamboo from $139. Pre-finished hardwood from just $159. Plus special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you'll love our fall flooring yard sale. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for the store near you.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data, all from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit Barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
The Doug Stephan Good Day Program, 11 and a half for the hour. Here's the story of William D. Swenson. I'm pretty disappointed. I had a conversation, what, 2 or 3 hours ago when we were focused on this fellow before. You may not, and again, because this stuff is getting lost in the blarney and the BS around the... all the, you know, the good news stories, the regular stories. This should be a headline on the paper today. Instead, it's the Republicans and Democrats scratching their butt trying to figure out where the pimple is. And in the meantime, nothing's getting done. So anyway, I wanted you to know the story of this former Army captain. He was awarded the Medal of Honor yesterday for his bravery in Afghanistan. He's 34 years old, William Swenson, honored for extraordinary heroism during a firefight against the Taliban near the Pakistani border in September of 2009. 5 Americans were killed. 10 Afghan troops were killed. Swenson risked his life to recover the bodies and help save those who were still alive. All the action was captured on video. He's got one of those helmet cams, or had when he was over there. He said, the president said, in moments like this, Americans like Will remind us of what our country can be. Swenson, who'd been retired since 2011, asked the president if he could return to active duty, which is really the story. Excuse me. He has sent a formal request to the Army, but he decided he'd put in a good word for himself with the president.
Straight to the boss.
Right? Well, I mean, he's the commander-in-chief, so if anybody can get him in, and he's only 34. There are a lot of guys in the service that are older than that, so you got to give him whatever his employment situation is. You got to give him some kudos for cojones, I think. That ought to be a new prize. Kudos for cojones, 51 after.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com."
Same name. I guess we start, Kenny, with our Halloween movies and go from now until Halloween with all these various spooky movies in the either in the music box or in the contest or maybe both. Huh? We could be really creative and do it in both of those. I think that's what we've done, haven't we, in the last few years? We've done that, both of them?
Yeah, and Halloween's 2 weeks from tomorrow.
There you go. Hi, 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 Fright Night from the movie. Okay, so we have three excerpted audio pieces from a movie that was pretty scary for Halloween 1980. We're going to give you those three, and you figure out what the movie is for a swell prize, 888-302-3684. Here is, in fact, oh, Chuck's not here today, by the way, and so I'll be hosting. Jennifer, you and I can do this together. Roberta
yes,
doesn't know anything about movies. Maybe I'll ask Kenny.
I know a little bit about movies.
Yeah, not much. You know how to get to the theater. That's about it. All right. So this is from a movie that was number
That's
one.
The battle, Dougie.
During this weekend in 1980. Here's the first clue.
We all have moments of deja vu, but this was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It was almost as though I knew what was going to be around every corner.
It's the bucket list, right?
I know the voice.
No, good for you, Roberta. 888-302-3684. Roberta's on her way to fame and fortune. Next, the next clip.
Little pigs, let me come in.
Uh-huh. I'll blow your house down. All right, so that's clue number two. Number three.
Here's Johnny.
All right,
oh, that gave it away.
Oh, yes, Roberta! 888-302-3684. All right, so you figure out what that movie is, and you'll get dinner with Roberta for a night. Next up is the movie news department, and now we'll get to that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Well, we're up.
try the new app?
Appetizers? Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value Inn iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value Inn mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
Let's get it started.
It's a great day to be a CPA, because this bean counter has a new asset, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team set us up with cloud storage to safely back up our client files and access them remotely. We save big on IT support, cutting costs and securing files. We're certified, not crazy.
Get special introductory offers at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 30 business and tech services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
All right, let's see what we have here. Jennifer Kate Beckinsale. Wasn't she, was she in Superman? What was, she first became known as Spider-Man. Wasn't she in Spider-Man?
She was. She was also in, she was a superhero in her own movie, too. She's,
oh, really?
She, you know her. She's a hottie brunette. Mm.
Not so
She was in the Underworld movies.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So she's going to be in a movie called The Face of an Angel. The plot is based on the Amanda Knox case in Italy. That should be an interesting story, right? Here's, let's see here. Lance Armstrong is going to be played by Ben Foster, the flick about Lance Armstrong's life.
I get that.
Chris O'Dowd is going to be in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
The book Seven Deadly Sins, My Pursuit of Lance Armstrong, is the book upon which this will be based. Movies debuting on this date in 1998, Beloved, Oprah Winfrey, Danny Glover. Remember that one?
That was a great movie. Did you see it? Wasn't it based on the Toni Morrison book?
Not sure. I know also on that date, Bride of Chucky. Isn't that one of those horrible?
Yes. Oh, you would definitely, that's not a Doug Steffen favorite. It's not on your list of things to see.
No, thank you very much. So a lot of
The
people,
Rock is going to star in a movie. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did, as a matter of
about
fact.
About the San Andreas Fault in California.
Yeah,
I love that.
I think we were talking about that the other day. The Star Wars movie that won our poll last week, by the way, the favorite of everybody was The Empire Strikes Back, Episode 5, as the most popular among our listeners, anyway, of all of the Star Wars movies of all time. Here is Malcolm. Malcolm, what's the name of that movie?
The Shining.
It is The Shining. Jack Nicholson stars in it. So you become our star, Malcolm.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.